friends, welcome back to the second part of our four-part series, What Do I Need to Change Today to Become the Person I Want to Be Tomorrow? And this week, we're going to be looking at change in your posture. Change your posture. You know, you can tell a lot about a person from a physical posture, how someone holds themselves or how someone carries themselves speaks of their confidence or their lack of confidence. You can tell if a person is lazy or assertive, interested or bored, just by looking at their body language when you're speaking to them. And those of you who are parents will know, when your kids have been in trouble and they come to apologize to you, it's their body language that lets you know if that apology is sincere or not. If they've got their arms folded and their heads tilted, the chances are their mouth might be saying sorry, but their posture is saying something very different. Because posture is the language of attitude. Now, throughout the Bible, we see countless examples of people changing their physical posture when they approach God. Now, this is not something that is necessary, but I honestly think there are times that it's good practice for us to do, because when we change our physical posture before God, it demonstrates reverence and submission. And it's true that God looks at the heart of a person. He doesn't look at the outward appearance. So I don't think the outward posture necessarily does something for God, but let me tell you, it most certainly does something for you, and it does something in you. It disciplines your whole being into humility and surrender. You know, we see people throughout the Bible who knelt before God in prayer. Daniel knelt three times a day by a window to pray to God in a day and a city where praying was forbidden. He humbled himself by kneeling before God in prayer. When Solomon was dedicating the temple, the scripture says that he knelt before the altar with his hands outstretched towards heaven, because that's another posture change. We read about people raising their hands towards heaven. Moses did this when Israel was in battle with the Amalekites. For as long as Moses had a posture of hands reaching towards heaven, Israel kept winning in the battle. When Aaron the priest blessed the Israelites, he raised his hands towards heaven. Why? Because raised hands speak of blessing. And in the Psalms, we are reminded over and over again how we can bless the Lord by lifting our hands in worship. It's funny, isn't it? Because we all want to be blessed by the Lord. But did you know that lifting your hands in worship can present as you blessing the Lord? There are other accounts in the Bible where we read of people like Abraham and Joshua and many others who fell face down in worship, prostrate on the floor before God, as though trying to show the greatest of respect and the greatest of humility by lowering their flesh and elevating his glory. So changing your posture physically helps you align your heart and mind with the spiritual reality that you are engaging with a holy God. Whether you're doing this in repentance or worship or prayer and intercession, it's often the case that our physical body needs to act first and then our spirit will follow. But there is also another type of posture that needs altering from time to time, and that is an inner posture, which means a shift in my attitude and in my mindset. It might be a shift in your attitude towards God, or even in your attitude towards others, or even in your attitude towards yourself. You know, as Christians, we're called to move from pride to humility. Philippians 2:3, it tells us, don't be selfish, don't try to impress others, but be humble by thinking of others better than yourself. This scripture is telling us to completely change an inward posture. It's saying, don't be selfish. Stop thinking about yourself first, like, how's it going to benefit me? Is it going to be best for me? How would I like things to be done? You know, when you change your posture, you start to think about others first. And that way of thinking is magnetic to God. And as your mind begins to put others first and think of others instead of yourself, God's mind is turned to you. So don't try to impress others. You know that that's another way that we can be unselfish. Don't try to impress others. I think immediately we would all say, We don't live by trying to impress others. But honestly, how many times have you gone into a small group or your life group and you've been praying, and as your turn comes around to pray, you articulate as well as you can and think of every scripture you could possibly know to sound the most eloquent and the most spiritual in the room? They're not the prayers that God responds to, people. We need to come before him as honestly and as humbly as we can. That's how we draw close to God, and that's when he draws close to us. Another way we can make a shift in our outward posture is described in Isaiah 41:10. It's where God says, "Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and I will help you. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand." Here, God is telling us to change a posture of fear to a posture of trust. You know, in the natural, it's much easier and much more comfortable for you to have your posture in a slouch, because it actually requires no effort at all to straighten yourself up and to walk upright, put shoulders back. It requires effort. It's the reason so many people often have back problems. It's because of a misalignment in their body due to bad posture. Well, the same way, inwardly speaking, spiritually speaking, it's much easier for us to feel fear rather than it is to have faith. Why? Because fear comes naturally to us and faith requires effort. Fear is the slouch and faith is our strong backbone. And maybe some of the problems that we're experiencing right now is because we've given in to the spiritual slouch of fear and we are out of alignment with God's will and God's way for our life. But I love this text in Isaiah, because God tells us, he says, "I will strengthen you and I will uphold you with my victorious right hand." In other words, God knows change is hard, but his encouragement here to you is, you don't have to do this by yourself. I will put my arm around you. I will uphold you. It's as though God is saying, you determine to make the change and I will help support your posture. Another scripture that talks about change of our inner posture is a well-known scripture and one of my favorites. It's one I've spoken over all of my kids when they were young. I've written it in all of their Bibles. We've had it on post-it notes around all of our walls, and it's Proverbs 3:5-6. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your path straight." This too is teaching us about a new posture of trust, encouraging us not to lean in the wrong direction, because to lean is, it's a stance. To lean is a posture in and of itself. It's a tendency in which we would naturally go. It's a posture. And in this scripture, King Solomon is teaching us, don't lean in your natural way. That's your own understanding. But in every area of your life, acknowledge God and lean on God, and he will make the path before you, the life ahead of you, straight, easier, uncomplicated. You know, there are seasons in life where we must change our internal posture in order to grow in maturity, to grow in obedience and in faithfulness. But change cannot happen without your willingness. And if you are not willing, then God will not make the change for you. And that's when we are in danger of becoming spiritually stagnant and resistant to him working in our lives. Think about how you posture yourself physically or spiritually before God. Think about what are you like in worship? Maybe you're the person who's too embarrassed to put your hands up right now. Think about how you demonstrate to God your worship or your reverence of Him, because how you demonstrate to Him will have a direct effect on how you receive from Him. For example, crossed arms might reflect a closed heart, but open hands reflect an open heart that's ready to receive. A heart of generosity towards others reflects to God how He can be generous towards you. A mean-spirited person who gives nothing can receive nothing. So remember, if you want to experience God more deeply, posture matters. It's a form of intentionality that says to God, I'm here. I'm ready to listen. I'm ready to change. I'm ready to obey. Remember, posture matters. How you are before God is how you're going to receive from God. I hope this podcast has helped you in some way today. Thanks for listening to Braveheart Talks. You can like, subscribe, and share this message with your friends. And next week, we will be bringing part 3 of this series. What do I need to change today in order to become the person I want to be tomorrow?